welcome to the Hometown Real Estate Heroes Podcast. My name is Mitch Steven, and I am the founder, the sponsor, and sometimes even the host of this podcast. And this podcast is designed specifically to help you achieve your financial freedom, no matter where you have to go to find that independence. Our mission is to help you fire your boss and quit your job so that you can free up 2,600 hours a year to find out who you're supposed to be and to become the person you are supposed to become on this planet. So I invite you to subscribe, like, and share so that you can watch others that are on their way or have already accomplished this financial independence and are well on their way to becoming the person they are supposed to be. If you know of a guest that should be on this podcast, please go to 1000houses.com. That's 1000houses.com/podcast2. That's the number 2, /apply.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Hometown Real Estate Heroes. Today, we are talking to James Candisem about his real estate model, passive investing in real estate. He is with Achieve Investment Group, and we are going to talk to him a little bit about his business model, how he grew his business, and how he got started in real estate. So thank you for joining us today, James.
Oh, absolutely. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us a little bit about you, your story, and the type of real estate investing that you do and why you are drawn to it?
Sure. So we do commercial real estate, specifically focusing on multifamily, right, apartment investing, right? So, and we use a model called a syndication where we are the active investors, where we go and find the deals and finance the deals. But we basically raise money from high net worth individuals or, you know, people, friends and families, right? Whoever the normal people out there who want to invest in real estate without the hassle of being hands-on in real estate. So that's what we call as passive investing in commercial real estate, right? Because passive investors, basically, they don't do the work. They basically give us the fund and we go and buy and we share the profit, right? And, you know, they get the tax benefit. They get every benefit of real estate, but without the hassle of being in hands-on, being a real estate investor.
Yeah. So what kind of then created your, like, what were the needs? What were the kind of, what's the why behind you starting this business and moving forward with starting your Achieve Investment Group? What kind of drove you to that?
Sure. Why is very simple. I mean, we are really good real estate investor, right? But we are limited by the size of project we can do, right? We can go and buy houses, which we started. That's what we started with, houses, like 13 houses, and we had it as a rental. Now we are almost sold with all of it except for one, which is going to go on the markets. But you know, once you go into like, you know, quite a number of houses, you are limited by the size that you can grow. Now you have to go into multifamily, right? So we started with 45 units. We started 174. Now we have like 2,000 units right now in Central Texas, which is like Austin and San Antonio. And the thing is, the fact is, you know, with the money that we have in the beginning, we could not buy that big assets unless we pull a larger people come in and invest as a group with us. So that's the reason why we started this syndication, where we're able to, it's called a group investing, where we, you know, get people that we know or people who are, you know, accredited investor who want to get involved in real estate, but they don't have the time. These are the you know, the business owners, the real other real estate investors, fix and flippers, you know, doctors, lawyers, business owners, you know, they don't have the time to, you know, invest in real estate other than coming through us, because we are really good at finding deals. We're good at turning around the deals, and we're really good at making the deals cash flow. But you know, we don't have the big capital, right? So we do like $20-30 million deals, and we need that large capital to be as part of the equity on top of the debt that we get from the lenders, you know, to do the deal. So that's the basic why we just need large check for larger deals.
Yeah. So then, for you personally, what is one of the reasons that you are getting involved in like running a business like this? Why do you like personally investing in real estate? What is it about real estate that's so interesting to you?
It's very interesting. I mean, I've tried many different businesses. I've tried website, startup. I'm a tech guy. I'm an electrical engineer. We have started, doing a website startup, doing a business startup. I've tried stock market and, many other different businesses, right? And real estate is one thing that I realized that I can control. Like stock market, you can't control, right? You just, you buy money to Robinhood or Ameritrade. It goes into some cloud and, hopefully you pray that it's going to go up, right? So, but real estate is something that we can control. We can go and buy that asset. We can see, it's a brick and mortar. We can see it's, in a distress mode, and we know that once we remodel the house or asset, the value is going to go up, right? So we can control it. So the control is very important for me in terms of my investment, because, my whole life depends on that, right? So right. I'm not doing this as a part-time to just try out some money. We don't have like disposable income to try putting it into some random investment to try. Hopefully it goes up, right? And a lot of people would not appreciate this fact, because for the past 10 years, all asset investment classes have been going up, right?
Right,
so everybody thought, everybody think they're genius, but are they really genius, or the market is what's carrying them up, right? So,
right, for sure. Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of people forget is that, with some of this stuff, it really is dependent on what are the market factors, what's going to happen with the economy, what's the government going to do. But when you have that real estate, when you have that actual hard asset that you can touch, that you can live in, that you can turn around with, that's always there. You can always go back to that.
Yeah, everybody needs a place to live, right? So buy the deal right. As soon as you buy the asset right, you are pretty much secured in terms of, holding the value of the money and growing from there.
Yeah. So now you mentioned, having to get that capital and getting that from other investors. So what are some of those obstacles that come when you're trying to find investors, when you're trying to raise that capital, when you're trying to get these deals done? What are some of the obstacles that you run into? And then what are the ways that you sort of get past these stumbling blocks?
I think the primary obstacle, especially for a newbie, right? For me, it's fine. We have a lot of experience. We have good track record. A lot of investors are looking for us. But for newbies, basically, how do you convince someone that you are, the right person to invest with, right? And that's very important, right? So the track record is the biggest obstacle that I see in this syndication business.
Yeah. So now you talk about, having that track record and proving to people that you can do it. How does somebody then kind of break into that? What can you do to sort of get that first deal and start building that track record?
I mean, two ways that someone to get started on this business as a newbie, right? One is, of course, start with the houses, right? Where you can buy, where you can do wholesaling or buy single family houses and prove out that you are really good at that business, right? And then you move on to multifamily. That's what we did, right? The second one is you can always partner up with someone more experienced. Right, you can always partner up with someone more experienced who have done this, but you can contribute in terms of bringing deals. Right, you can find the deal and find someone who's more experienced and tell them, I have a deal, but I don't have the experience. Can I partner up with you? So that builds your credibility. That's the two ways that anyone can get started in this business.
Very cool. So as you are building your business, as you're running your business. Mm-hmm. What are some of the strategies that you use to kind of manage that growth, and then also kind of make sure that you don't go completely crazy trying to manage your business?
Yeah, we have like 45 staff working for us, right? We have our own property management company. We also have corporate team right now that helping us. So I have a COO, I have an assistant, and I'm getting an analyst, and I have a project manager. And also my wife is working with me as well. So we have a big group of team that working on making sure that we are buying the right deal, managing the asset, and making sure that we manage our investor returns as well.
So then how do you kind of assign out those jobs? How do you decide who gets what job? How do you decide who is going to be responsible for what? Especially since, like you said, your wife is working with you. So how do you kind of apportion that out and figure out who's in charge of what?
Yeah, so my wife runs the operation of all the different asset class, different entities that we have under our company. I do more on the front end where I look for deals, more investor relationship, acquisitions, And under my wife right now, we have another person who's managing the entire property management company, which is the hardest part, right? So we have a CEO running that just property management. And we have an assistant and we have an analyst who works for me as well. So different roles in terms of, you know, who's going to be doing what. But it's still not perfect, of course. But trying to move ahead with our growth, because we have like 2,000 units right now that we own with our investors, with we being the primary active investor, and we have like 40 of our staff working for us. So it's a moving target every day.
Yeah. So what are some of the ways that you then try and kind of hold yourself accountable, kind of make sure everything's moving right, and set goals that are going to help you move forward and, you know, reach those benchmarks that you're looking for?
So we have KPIs, right? Key performance index that we monitor on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, in terms of occupancy, delinquency, collections, you know, how our make ready is happening on each units, how's our capital cost is being spent, right? So these are the KPIs that we use to make sure that we are on track. That we use these tools to, you know, manage our investments.
Very nice. So you mentioned your wife works with you. Do you work with other family and friends? Are there keys that you guys have to kind of use to make sure that your relationships remain intact as you're going through this? How does that all work out?
Oh, it's hard, especially working with my wife, right? So,
Oh no.
But we have our own roles and responsibilities, so we try not to step on each other's toes. But we don't really work with friends and families on the active side. No, we don't have any other partners on the general partnership side. Everybody else is passive, and we are the main active investors. So we control the whole deal. As long as we know what's our roles and responsibilities, no, we should be okay. But in any growing organization, there's going to be pain points as well, and we do go through that, and just work through it as it comes along.
Yeah. So what are some of the pain points you mentioned pain points. So what are some of the pain points that you, if you're going to grow this sort of real estate investment business, what are some of the pain points that people should be aware of and kind of prepare for?
I think for us, the pain points are, it's just hard to find good deals nowadays, right? The market is so hard, and we have a lot of investors who are looking for yield and want to invest with us, but we just don't have a good deals that meet our expectation. There's a lot of deals out there. Anybody can go and buy real estate right now, claim that they buy real estate, right? But are they buying a really good real estate which is going to cash flow and give the return that they want, right? That's a different story by itself. It's just the biggest pain point right now is finding the deal that meets our expectation. Right. Other than that, it's just, you know, hiring the right person and putting them in the right seat has always been a pain point for any organization, and it's the same for us as well.
Yeah. So if you're trying to find deals then, and like you said, you can always find deals, but are they the right deals? What kind of criteria do you set for a good deal for you? And what kinds of things are you looking for when you are trying to find that right deal?
We look for deals where we can go and make a difference in the deal today, right? As today we buy a deal, we can go and make a difference. We don't really rely on deals that, you know, appreciate with the market, or hopefully it's going to appreciate in the next few years, right? There's a rent growth. We don't really look at that. We can look for deals which has income upside or, you know, expense reduction upside. So these are the two things that we look for primarily. That we can come and add value to the deal and increase the value.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially when you're doing trying to provide that passive income for your investors and do that through that multifamily commercial real Correct. Estate. Yeah. So you mentioned that you use a property management company. Is it one that you own or is it one that you hire out?
No, we own our own property management company.
Okay, so you do own your own property management company. And has that actually, have you found that to be a really good way to like kind of work hand in hand? Because I know a lot of people who invest in multifamily real estate then hire a separate property management company. So how does that work as far as making sure that like you're working hand in hand? And do you think that that helps make a difference in your business model?
I would say property management, which is we are vertically integrated, is a necessary evil because right. It's not easy to, you know, run property management. But at the same time, we do a lot more difficult projects and we need to have that control. It's just super hard to give it to a third-party property management company. So I think it's a very advantage situation if we manage our own deals.
Yeah, so that makes sense. So then you have your property management company, you have those people that like fulfill those roles, make that happen. And then you've got, you know, the other sides of it, you know, the making the deals, the managing the investors. And so you kind of have all of those pieces working together. And it kind of, like you said, provides you with the ability to be in control, which is something that you mentioned before, right? So you have control of the entire process.
Correct, right. And that's something that you can't get in stock market, right? I mean, you don't have any control other than giving your money to some, you know, Robin Hood app or, you know, some in between, right? So,
yeah, for sure. As we're wrapping up here, why don't you let us know what is your number one piece, if somebody wants to get involved in investing in real estate, what is your number one piece of advice?
Get educated, you know, find the right guys to invest with, right? Especially there's a lot of people out there who are raising money, but, you know, it's easy to raise money, but it's hard to make a deal work, right? When the rubber meets the road is when, you know, after you close a deal and you start trying to generate income from the deal, that's where the hardest part is. So find the guys, find the, you know, syndicators who are very, very experienced.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, this is James Kandasamy. Sorry. Once again, this is James Kandasamy. He is with Achieve Investment Group. And can you go ahead and let our audience know how they, if they would like to learn more, if they want to get a hold of you?
Sure.
Yeah. Let them, like, how do they do that? Where can they find
you?
Yeah.
Come over to my website, achieveinvestmentgroup.com. Achieve is like achieving a goal. ACHIEVE, achieveinvestmentgroup.com. My email is james@achieveinvestmentgroup.com. If anybody want to check out the deals that we do or be in my investor list to see what's being offered. You know, once you come to our website, there's a button called Invest With Us. You click there and there's a form, fill up there and you should be able to be in my list. You'll get like a 15 minutes, you know, relationship building phone call that with me. And if you want to get my book, I have a best-selling book, which is top 15 you know, real estate book by Jim Cramer, The Street. It's called Passive Investing in Commercial Real Estate.
Nice.
Passive Investing in Commercial Real Estate. That book, you can buy it in Amazon. It has like 84 five-star reviews. You can buy it for $20 in Amazon, but you can get it for free. You just pay like shipping for $4 if you go to this website, passiveinvestinginrealestate.com, right? Passiveinvestinginrealestate.com. Go to this website and get it for free.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for joining us, James. Thank you all for listening to Hometown Real Estate Heroes. Be sure to join us next time on Hometown Real Estate Heroes, where we will talk to yet another ordinary person working to create an extraordinary life through real estate investing.
This is Mitch Stephen, and I would like to thank all the listeners for tuning into the Hometown Real Estate Heroes podcast. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please go to 1000houses.com/podcast, /apply. We invite all our listeners to share our Hometown Real Estate Heroes podcast, and also we'd appreciate it if you'd rate and or review our show wherever you listen to your podcast. It would be greatly appreciated. It is our mission to spotlight local real estate entrepreneurs that are killing it in their market and to highlight their strategies and their personal story. It is our intention to help real estate investors learn and grow. Please be sure to subscribe because we are sure that you will find very valuable nuggets in our content-driven episodes. This podcast is my way of giving back, and I would like to personally thank all of the Hometown Real Estate Heroes that have participated or that intend to participate And I'd like to thank all of our listeners and hope that you tune in and share this with your friends and family often. Thank you very much. We're out of here.